So apparently there's this thing called No Stamp November, honey. Have you heard of this? Where the government has shut down. Apparently they are not going to give 41 million Americans their food stamps.
This woman is saying that she's going to be protesting and not paying any bills and not paying anything because her EBT is gone. This is the type of situation that we're seeing here. A lot of people are relatively young. They're on EBT when they shouldn't be on EBT. You know, why in the world is 1 in 8 people, Americans, on EBT? Why are we spending $100 billion a year on EBT? It makes no sense. We're spending more money than all the other developed nations combined. Like $100 billion, you know how much money that is? You could build like an entire city every single year in the middle of a desert with dozens and dozens of skyscrapers for $100 billion. But we're spending that a year just on like EBT and food stamps. It's because it's getting to a point where EBT is becoming so accessible. You get it, it's the debit card. Some people sell the debit card for cash. Some people use it to buy junk food and all that stuff. And no wonder right now a lot of benefits are being paused. And even though a lot of letters are being sent out back in October and November, a lot of the pausing of EBT and SNAP benefits still goes on in December. What are your thoughts about all this? And check out some of these videos right here.
Got the letter telling us why our food benefits were not fucking approved. Basically, it's saying that we had failed to provide requested information by the due date. Specifically, we did not provide verification of business income and our expenses. My husband and I sat for hours filling out a whole year's worth of a self-employment worksheet. We had to figure out every day how much we make, add up and subtract and do all this between our tips and our fucking base pay. We sat there and did that for fucking hours. Mind you, we just did that 3 months ago to apply for this, which is hella fucking worth it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we did it, bitch. Ugh. And this time we go in, right? This past time we go in to give them our recertification, like all of our shit, you know what I'm talking about. A landlord fill out this fucking other paper, whatever, like specifying how much we pay for our apartment. And so we did that, took all that shit in, and then the lady was like, yeah, so sorry we put you through doing all of that, like the worksheet thing. We actually need like, you know, hard proof of like your pay stubs or whatever. So we go on Shipt on our app or whatever, try to figure out how we can get them like a pay stub type shit, figure it out. And then she's like, you can send them all to me and I'll get them uploaded for you. Okay, I sat through screaming ass fucking kids because she said if I get them in that day, mind you, it's like 11:30. She wants them in by 5 o'clock. We have to work. Like, we have fucking orders stacked the fuck up. Kids screaming. We're like, what the fuck? We just did all that for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Apparently, she didn't upload the documents, which I can't be mad at her or whatever, but like, that, it's just what she said she was gonna fucking do. Now, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know if we like, it says, da 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 da, you can write a fair hearing. So I gotta go to court for food stamps? Can I just like reapply or some shit? I don't know. And then we tried to go in yesterday. Like, we were like, oh, we have some time. Let's just go in. Like, someone mentioned, like, it's gonna be quicker for you to go in than wait on a letter. So I'm like, okay, so we pack up the fucking kids while we have a second yesterday a.m. We go there and it's fucking Saturday. Duh, why the fuck did we think that it's close. I know we said we were going to be on this for a short amount of time, but honestly, we need it for longer so we can get out of the predicament we're in. We were just in a fucking car crash and our car has 200,000 miles on it any fucking way. It's time for a new car. And then at that, we're thankful and grateful and everything, but we're not happy where we're at. I mean, we're happy, but I don't know how to explain it. It's just not where we want to be in life. So we're trying to like get out of the studio apartment and get into something bigger. And you guys know our plans. And this is like, oh my God. And then like WIC is cut off and I think I missed a fucking appointment or some shit. I don't know. I like, that's the reason we don't have food stamps anymore. But someone was so fucking kind, bro. And yesterday they messaged me with me or whatever and literally ordered us a whole Walmart order. So I have to get my ass on the fucking road, go do these couple orders so I can get back so we can go pick up this fucking order, because what the, people are so goddamn nice. So fucking nice. That's my my little rant for the day. But as always, we're okay. We have a beautiful community and family on this fucking app, truly. Like, I'm so for real. When I come on your event, I never expect like, you guys to come through and like fix our problems or anything like that. I'm literally just bringing you guys through our life and what we go through. And then also I feel comfortable venting to y'all. Y'all are like my people and like y'all make me feel comfortable. So I just vent. I vent to vent. Y'all are like, we're locked in, baby. Fucking way, I love y'all. Have a good day.
Hey y'all, straight up like this. I just got that text that the link is definitely cut the fuck off for November. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with carts and I'm not paying for shit. Trump, if you won't, motherfuckers start looting, oh, it's gonna happen. Before my kids go broke in this bitch like Jock, I'm gonna be stealing like it ain't no tomorrow. I am going to go in that store, get everything I get regularly. I'm going to bag my shit up, swipe my link card. As soon as that bitch say, ain't no pin to balance on there, I'm going to walk the fuck out. And I'm going to have one of my cousins with me that'll punch your ass so hard, you're going to think a Jet 2 holiday hit your bitch ass.
Well, let me say something, hon. You're going to jail. Not only are you going to jail now for stealing something most likely is going to be over $500. So now you have a felony. But also, now you're threatening to put your hands on someone who is just doing their job. Right? So you'll be going to jail. Your children will probably be given to the state so they won't have to worry about eating. If you want to play silly games, silly things happen. Stealing is okay as long as you're getting food for your children, right? Anybody who has this mindset is what's wrong with our community. It is not okay to steal. It is not okay to put your hands on someone who is doing their job. So you're going to jail, and anyone else who thinks like this and does this is going to jail. There are people who are out here who are worse than you or in a worse predicament, and they're choosing to handle it a different way, going to food banks, using whatever resources that they can. Just $75 can get you along as long as you're not buying the snacks. You're not buying the extra drinks. You're not buying this and that and that. If everything was to be cut off as of today, right? Let's just say they say, hey, look, we're never bringing back food stamps. What are you going to do? Are you just going to steal and go to jail? Get your children taken away from you? Put your children in the system? What would you do? If this was a third world country, what would you do? The mentality of I'm going to steal, rob, and beat up anybody who gets in my way is ridiculous. It should be simple as, okay, well, hey, look, there's a down moment. We're going to have to sacrifice the chips and the drinks and the eyelashes, the nails. We're going to have to sacrifice some things because it's a hard moment, right? We're not going to be able to do what we want and everything like that. So that we can have food, so that my kids can have food. Peanut butter and jellies, noodles, whatever the case may be to get us by this moment. Because the government will open back up. But you think that a temporary moment means you need to do the drastics. You're willing to loot, steal, and beat up anybody who gets in your way. That is not okay. And that's not something you should stand for. At the end of the day, government assistance, not government entitlement. You are not entitled to what you were given. For you to even say you would put your children in a worser predicament by you going to jail for something that's temporary? Go to a food bank. Go get the resources that you can. But stealing and hurting someone else's child is not going to put you in a better predicament. If you don't have the money now to take care of your children and to feed your family, you won't have the money for the bills to pay for your lawyers that you're going to need if you put your hands or steal from a company, especially Walmart. Let's be real. So anything over $500, and I'm assuming you're in Illinois, right? Because you said link card, right? So anything over $500 is a felony. So not only will you get a felony, but if you put your hands on someone's child, you will get battery, most likely, aggravated assault, whatever the case may be. But that's not putting you and your children in a better predicament. And everybody who's in her comments saying, yeah, I'ma do that too. Yeah, we looting, we stealing. We need to do this. Everybody on this app saying, yeah, they want us to loot. Trump wants this. No.
So after all this food stamp debacle, there still will be no motherfucking food stamps. All this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Every day is some new shit with this shit. Originally, I reported on my last page about the food stamps possibly, maybe, allegedly being still distributed. But it was only going to be a percentage of your food stamps. It wasn't going to be the whole thing because they said that they had emergency funds to allocate for it. I find it mighty fucking funny that we have funds for war, but not funds to feed the poor. Let's clock that motherfucking tea. But anyway, bitch, I'm not going to stop talking about it. I feel like they're trying to get us up out of here because we're speaking the truth. But nah, fuck that. Yeah. So then they were saying that the judge ordered him to, you know what I'm saying, release the funds. And he said, oh, he not doing it until the government opened back up. And then they tried to go fight it back and forth, back and forth. Now, from what I just saw, the judge is now siding with Trump on this right here, saying that temporary funds could be released if the government reopens. Then I also found out that it's not the Democrats is having the government shut down. Do y'all know that orange mother can reopen the government? I found that out too. They can reopen the government if they wanted to. He been going over the government this whole time. Why are you trying to point fingers? Y'all get what I'm saying? Follow me if you follow me.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about just a month ago, trolls was on here talking about, oh, Peace don't need no, she don't need free food. She don't need this, she don't need that. And then come around this month, bitch, imagine the president shitting down the government and none of y'all hoes can get y'all food stamps. That's what y'all hoes get. See, the president want to show y'all whole self. He want to show y'all. If Peach McIntyre can take care of 9 children with no food stamps and no government assistance, y'all can too. So don't get on here making status of talking about the government cutting off food stamps because y'all felt like Peach McIntyre can do it without it. Why y'all can't do it without it? And people like me who only have 2 children and didn't get the food stamps, we don't give a fuck. Cut them off. Don't get them hoes nothing. Y'all hoes get out here and get your credit together and learn how to buy you some food off your credit card, bitch, because that's what I had to do. I had to do that. And since y'all want to get up here and applaud Peach McIntyre for bragging how she don't need government assistance no more, then none of y'all don't need it. Cut it off. Cut everything off. Cut it off, Trump. Let it stay off. Let some of these big mouth hoes go out there and work on their job and buy their food out of pocket, like Peach McIntyre. Peach McIntyre showed you if you leave TikTok, she can survive, and the rest on can too, bitch. I'm trying to survive off TikTok too. Cut the food stamps off. Y'all ain't give me none, and y'all ain't give a lot of other people none. Stop these hoes with these 9, 10, 11 children around here getting food stamps, getting on here, acting like they bigger than the program. Not getting it off the muscle. Let me see you do it.
Okay, y'all, let's clear this up one time for my post about the food stamps. I'm going to give you 3 points. Number one, everyone that's already on food stamps have to reapply every 12 months. Sometimes it's every 6 months. So Trump telling every person that they have to reapply is just being redundant and creating a bigger workload for the DHS workers that already seem to be overwhelmed. So if someone just did a recertification for SNAP in November, and let's say January, Trump says, okay, now is the time that everyone has to reapply. What changed from November to January? Except more work for the caseworker. Nothing's going to change. You're going to be given the same information. It does not make sense for everyone that's already on to reapply. Do we really think that Trump knows what the application process currently is? Number 2, y'all love to cry about your tax dollars, especially when it comes to feeding Americans. But we go radio silent when billions and billions and billions of tax dollars are sent to other countries with no problem. Each year, we send $8.6 billion to Israel. Israel has universal health care for all. They have free education for all, including higher education, old age pensions, disability pensions, income support for those unable to support themselves. We just approved $40 billion for Argentina. They have universal child grant programs and they have maternity protections, and they're working towards universal health care for all, even though it's kind of shaky because their leader doesn't know what to do with money, and our leader decided to give them $40 billion to fix what he already messed up with their own money. And Ukraine, we've given Ukraine about $175 billion since the start of this war with Russia. That's military, humanitarian, and economic. The U.S. alone is writing checks bigger than the whole federal agency's budgets, but no one bats an eye. But somehow, feeding Americans is the problem. Feeding Americans is where we draw the line. Send money to Egypt, Pakistan, Jordan, Taiwan, Europe, and all of those countries take better care of their citizens than the United States. Just look at our veterans. And number three, everyone is receiving food stamps is not lazy and are not sitting home waiting for $150 a month for food stamps. Do you know what $150 gets you in the market? Or are you letting Trump tell you that the prices in the market are going down? Because I spend cash in the market and I can tell you that the prices are not going down. If anything, the prices are going up. So that $150 that you all are so angry about someone getting, wow. Billions going somewhere else. Wow. A lot of people that are on SNAP work part-time, they work full-time, or they might work multiple jobs. Even the USDA says that the fraud rate for SNAP is less than 1%. People are struggling because wages are not going up, but corporations are still raising prices. Of course, I know a lot of people are going to say that it's undocumented immigrants or illegal aliens, y'all like to call them. But when you, at least in the state of Maryland, when you apply for SNAP benefits, you have to provide a Social Security card. You have to provide birth certificate, proof of residence. It's a whole plethora of things that you have to go through to get those little bit of food stamps. You either have to be employed, seeking employment, or in a training program. And if you have school-aged kids, they have to be enrolled in school. So where y'all getting this idea that so many undocumented immigrants are receiving SNAP? Where's the proof? Where's the data? Because I found nothing that can justify where they're getting from that so many illegal aliens are receiving these benefits. For the person that has in the comment, she has the meme of the breakdown of ethnicity of who receives SNAP benefits. And for some reason, her chart has everyone receiving more SNAP benefits than white people. When the reality is, everyone knows, 37% of SNAP recipients are white, followed by blacks at 26%, followed by Hispanics at 4%, Native Americans at 1-2%. So your little meme from that illegitimate source, fact check before you post, boo. I just say all this to say, if you don't like poor people, just say you don't like poor people. But I'm just talking.
Everybody got to reapply. That's what Trump said when it comes to SNAP. Everybody got to reapply. How do you fix a broken system? You start the fuck over. Trump do a lot of things I consider questionable. Y'all see it. We all see it. But I kind of agree with this. Let's like, yeah, hey, you know what? Everybody get in line again. We're going to start this whole food stamp situation over. Because we got people getting them who shouldn't be getting them. We got people who need them who ain't getting them. We got people selling them. We got people buying them. And we don't know who the what is doing what. So stop. Think about it. Everybody got to reapply. Let's get some new guidelines in place. And let's sort this malarkey out. Because right now, it's a bunch of finger pointing going on. Everybody blaming everybody for what's going on. But the reality is, there's 42 million folks. And we don't know if it should be 50 million or we don't know if it should be 30. But we're going to make them all reapply. And this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, reapplying ain't going to bother you. But if you've been on some bullshit,
You might fuck around and get you a case. This is gonna be interesting, man. Y'all make sure you follow for more content like this.
Bitch, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna get up out of here. I gotta get up early in the morning, but I just had to come by and say this. So I see that food stamps on all social media platforms is all over the place. And I seen a lot of fucking videos where a lot of women saying, that's what the fuck you get. Get up and get a job. Find your baby daddy. We tried to tell you, and y'all did ass the fuck wrong. It's a lot of motherfucking women and men out here that work hard every motherfucking day to take care of their family, but what they getting ain't enough. Because, and let me tell you why it ain't enough. Bitch, if the government say it ain't enough, it ain't a motherfucking enough times 10 for them to even be getting them. Everybody who get food stamps ain't laying on their ass every motherfucking day waiting on a motherfucking handout, bitch. Bitches. Some people really is working their ass off and it ain't enough. Like me, for motherfucking instance, bitch, I wish they would give me some motherfucking stamps. And I'm a truck driver, a decorator, a TikToker, a hairstylist, and everything else that I can motherfucking be when it comes to a goddamn dime. Do you hear me? And it still ain't a motherfucking enough. What I wouldn't do to get me some motherfucking food stamps. So if these people working a motherfucking job and the government is saying that, oh, you don't make enough, I'm going to give you some stamps to help you out, then that shit is bad time motherfucking singing. Everybody ain't sitting around waiting on a motherfucker to get them nothing. And for y'all to be goddamn thinking it's funny and shit, that shit ain't motherfucking funny. That shit ain't goddamn cool. But it be you want to be up at the ass bitches walking around her like y'all don't need no motherfucking assistance. Bitch, we all do. Let me tell you why. The more money you make, the more bills you got to pay, the more problems you motherfucking got. At the end of the day, I wouldn't give a fuck if you was an RN, bitch. You living in an RN house that ain't cheap. You driving an RN car that ain't motherfucking cheap. Your children probably go to an RN school that probably ain't cheap. Everything about your life change. No matter how much money you making, you gonna do equivalent to that in how you motherfucking live at the end of the motherfucking day. Y'all get on here. I always want to talk some shit about everything, and this folks' rights is fucked up behind me. I wish I can get me some. And everybody who is being affected by that shit, baby, and you get up and go to work every day to try to see about you and your 5 children, like that bitch said, you should have stopped having children at baby number 2. But you had 5 of them, so you knew what you were getting yourself in. Bitch, fuck you. Shut up. You don't know everybody's motherfucking story. Y'all hoes kill me. I can't stand some of y'all. I'ma say this. I'm sorry to everybody who being affected by this. If I could do anything to help you, I would. I need help my goddamn self. But I'm gonna give you my prayers, baby. I'm gonna give you my motherfucking prayers, because I know how hard it is for me to walk in the store and have to get shit, groceries, and whatever else for my goddamn house. And I got 3-4 incomes in this motherfucker. So I'm sorry to y'all, but y'all hoes be doing too motherfucking much. And God gonna fix it. Because, see, Trump ain't motherfucking God. And when you believe he ain't bring you this for the lead, you know, y'all got to know that it's going to be okay. We know how to survive. We, us, these people, we know how to survive. We'll be fine. Fuck they talking about.
I usually mind my business, but they sending out the notification today that you have 1 week to use your EBT card, SNAP benefits card, or whatever, SNAP cash. As of November 1st, the cards will be cut off. Okay? They are also saying that if you have money on the cards and you do not spend it before November 1st, you will be asked out. Spend that shit. Okay? Go get y'all food. Go get y'all shit now. Whatever you got from this month. And if you keep it, stashed it to roll over, whatever you did, that's cool. But spend it before the 1st, because they are cutting off the cards. The card itself will not work. So, with that being said, it's going to be a lot of people suffering behind these politicians playing with people's livelihood for power and control and for whatever agendas they feel like is doing it. But I just pray that, you know, our people make it through this hard time. Like, bro, this is gonna be crazy. A lot of people depend on these food stamps a lot to survive, and it's like they're leveraging people's survival for them to play fucking games with each other. Like, bruh, this shit is ass. But I just wanted to let y'all know that spend those EBT cards now, before the first, because the cards will be cut off, completely shut off.
So she said they turned her food stamps off and now she owed $35,000. Say what? So listen, she made a video about how to qualify for food stamps and she said, girl, you better start lying to them people. She said that lady called her. She said, ma'am, what's your address? She was like, ma'am, I don't have no address. She's like, I've been homeless for 3, 4, 5 months. She's like, my family won't let me stay with them, ma'am. I am starving. And then she says she's staying in a 3-bedroom apartment, living lovely. See, that's why y'all can't come on Beyonce's internet playing. Because to be honest, you never know who's watching you. You never know who will look at your video and not say nothing. You never know if somebody will send your video to somebody that know you personally. Like, y'all gotta be careful. And I was reading her comments. Somebody was like, was it worth it? She said no. And she went viral and she had like almost 500,000 views on it. And she probably made some money on it. But it wasn't worth losing her food stamps.
Okay, but I don't know who I need to talk to. But, like, why everybody getting their food stamps stolen? And who the fuck gonna do something about it? Because at this point, I think it's the government. I think it's the government stealing. Because why y'all stealing on the same day that they dropped? Like, it's just giving sketchy. It's giving weird. It's giving America is a scam. It's giving, we see why Luigi did what he did to that man that was the CEO of the insurance company. Like, yeah, he did that. And I'm standing behind him. What's up? Like, because it's ridiculous. Why is people's food stamps card getting scraped, wiped down on the same day that they dropped? Like, it don't make no sense. Y'all is wiping shit down. But try to understand that y'all are taking from people's family. Like, people got kids. Who the fuck got time to wait another month to get food stamps to put food in their house to feed their children? Like, it just ain't adding up. And it's just weird because why you can't call the EBT card no more? You can't even call these folks no more. You got to go through an app. It's not adding up. And I feel so sorry for the people that really be in need and that depend on their food stamps to feed their children and keep food in their house. Like, you just don't understand. Some people... You feel me? You ain't supposed to do it. But some people get their food stamps to pay their bills. Like, this shit get like that for real in the black community. I don't understand. Like, I just feel like it's so fucked up. Like, the government got to be doing this. Or it's the people that's working for the government. Because why y'all know when people food stamps is dropping? And why do y'all know to wipe them bitches down for every penny? It's just not making sense. It's not adding up. And somebody need to do something about it. Like, y'all need to do something about this shit. It ain't no way y'all telling me, like, oh, yeah, people shit getting wiped down. I'm talking about all across the United States, transactions from all the way in San Francisco. Who the fuck stay in San Francisco? And I'm in Clay Hall. I'm in Clay County, Georgia. Y'all, they wiped my sister food stamps card down. The whole goddamn ban on that bitch gone on the same day that they draw. And then my homegirl text me today, like, bitch, why my EBT card got swiped? Mind you, she know nothing about my sister shit getting swiped a couple days ago. I didn't say nothing about it. Y'all is getting these people. They're trying to feed that motherfucking church, and I don't like that. We right at dawn. So everybody get y'all shit. We finna go riot.
It's food stamp day, and we need everything. Yay. So we're going to 2 stores. Let's go. Yay. That's better.
To be harvesting potatoes. You're coming home with me. You're coming home too. Can't wait to harvest my own tomatoes. Can't wait to harvest my own peppers. mac and cheese fiend baby. And these are just easier than a whole box. Oh my gosh, we thought that fruit cups weren't a thing anymore. Walmart has no fruit cups, not even a place for it. So we're stocking up on fruit cups. I love all these cheeses. So we stock up on all of the cheeses. I need chicken and I don't know the price of chicken at Walmart and I don't want to pay more here if it's less at Walmart. So let's go to Walmart, part two. $92.50 is all we spent in Aldi's. I can't wait to see what I'm spending at Walmart now. It's food stamp day. This is part two. I just spent $92.50 at Aldi. Now we're at Walmart. We need meats and formula. Let's go. Oh, we needed two, but there's only two left, and I never take the last one. Someone else needs that last one. Oh no, apple juice is 3 cents more here than it is at Aldi's. What will I do? This is so mom and dad stay hydrated. I'll pick that up. Pick up after yourself, Cassandra. Oh my gosh. My favorite way to weekly meal plan, $12 for this giant thing of butt roast. I make at least 5 meals out of this one piece of meat. Pork loin is on sale too? Okay, we're gonna cut these into pork chops as well. Chicken was cheaper at Aldi's. I should have bought chicken at Aldi's. I'm going back later. Literally the only food my 4-year-old eats.
Mine is when I get close up, I can eat.
I hate Nestle, but I will forever rave about this Nido. I love this, okay? I love this. Hate Nestle, love Nido. Beef bouillon, it's important, okay? And one of these lasts me like 2 months. Coffee. I almost forgot dinner tonight. I never wrote it on the list. This is a splurge item, but I want them. This baby's always in my way. Okay, pizza dough, and we are done. These are frozen. I love these. $148.50 at Walmart. Now, $60 of that was formula and that Nido. So, $148 minus $60 is... And we spent that at Walmart. So between the two trips, needing everything, and this stuff is gonna last us the majority of the month, we did pretty well.
It is so crazy how folks are really sitting out here waiting on a damn savior. Even the Bible tells you, to my Christian folks, a man that does not work, do not eat. Now, all these folks got in their mind what that means. That doesn't make it true. God said, you do your part and let me do the rest. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Do the best you can, but you got to get up and you got to do something. I don't listen to folks when I tell them I got $1,100 in food stamps, $1,300 in food stamps. I don't care what they talking about. Baby, I was going to college the whole time and got degrees to back it up. I did what I had to do. And you think I'm going to let somebody criticize me when I know what the fuck I went through? The update on the EBT is get your ass up and go vote. It's almost 5 o'clock. Get up and go vote. Yes, they said they was going to release the EBT, but they did not say they was going to release all of it. And they said they was going to release it when they get good damn ready. And you know when they get good damn ready? When the Democrats agree to whatever the Republicans want them to do. When they open back up the damn government, which I don't see how we done had many shutdowns and it never affected our EBT at all. So whatever these parties got going on has nothing to do with us. They are fighting amongst themselves and they really don't give a damn about none of us. I keep telling y'all that. They don't give a damn about none of us. When they settle their differences or whatever, or you got to agree with me. If you don't agree with me, we're going to hold this. And they can come up with all kind of lies they want us to believe. I don't give a damn about none of them. But go vote for the smaller peoples in your community. Go vote for the lawmakers and stuff that can approve some shit and help you goddamn get through the times that we're going through right now. Get up and go vote. The little folks count. The update is the lady came on and she said, if you want your full benefits, you got to go call your Democrat party so you can get your full benefits. That's the only way you're going to get your full benefits. Basically, she's saying if the Democrats don't agree with us, then you're just not going to get no food. We all are concerned about y'all eating. We all are concerned about folks going hungry. But y'all going to go hungry until they figure it out or until they get on board with what we got going on. I suggest everyone start coming up with a plan to feed your family, stretch meals, and let them folks hash it out with whatever they got the hell going on. So to y'all, damn, I can't even talk. The ones that keep inboxing me and coming and talking about, When is it coming? You're not giving a date. What's the state? I'm not getting it. Baby, they don't want to give you anything. They are having a fight amongst each other. Get your ass up and go vote. Do your part and let God do the rest. Start saving little dollars and stuff. Start budgeting. Start stretching those meals. Check on y'all neighbors. We can get through this without all the bullshit.
Baby, when y'all go grocery shopping next month, y'all need to be very careful because apparently they done already done got started. Y'all know next month, a lot of people not going to get their food stamps and they SNAP benefits, and a lot of people going to be desperate and hungry. A Walmart employee came on here last night talking about how they had emergency evacuate the Walmart because people done stormed up in there trying to put stuff in their bags and be stealing. Baby, when y'all go to the grocery store next month, y'all better get in and get out. Don't be standing around trying to have no conversation with somebody from church. Don't stuff your buggy too full either. Get a few items and then leave. If you got to go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot, go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot. Or if you want to be that person, baby, buy somebody's groceries for them. Help them where you can help, period.
This is one of those videos I need to go viral because let me tell you all what happened. I am standing outside of, let's just say, the welfare building, okay? Why did all my food stamps get hacked and stolen? I just got them at midnight. Literally just got them at midnight. Okay, so I am out here in Pennsylvania. I need this video to push my PA people because out here with the food stamps and stuff, they have an app. It's called My Compass. Come on, Super. You download the app. You got all your information on there. Rather you get cash, food stamps, Medicaid. You can see everything in this app, right? Okay, cool. So last night, I went on an app. It said I had 3 reminders. Y'all know I moved or whatever. Make sure my address is correct. Then it says, add your SNAP card. That way, you know, you can check your balance. You ain't got to keep calling the card. Da, da, da. Okay, all right. Sound cool. So what I did was I, Supreme. Hold on, y'all. Who this child, man? He going to school tomorrow. But let me tell y'all. Okay, so I don't even know where I left off at. Okay, jumping back into it. So I add my card information. Well, I had to do a username and password too. Did all that. All right, cool. Go back to the main page of My Compass. Now it says my food stamp balance, you know, as well as me and my son's name. Y'all, this all happened at 12:14. Soon as them food stamps hit, because out here in Pennsylvania, the dates vary, but I got it on the 14th. Okay, so this morning I get up, get ready so that, you know, I can go get some goddamn food. I stop at 7-Eleven so I can get a coffee first. Why? It said insufficient balance. So I'm like, what? Do it again. Do it again. Insufficient balance. So I'm sitting there like, let me go into this app and check my balance. Y'all, I pulled it up. It said zero. It literally said 0.00. And when I went to my last transactions are all made in Fayetteville. What is that? North Carolina? South Carolina, yeah, they took every single dollar I had. And now I'm over here at welfare, and they're basically telling me this has been going on, and there's been so many cases, it's skimmers, it's this. I'm like, man, look, I go to the same couple stores every month, Giant, ShopRite, Wawa, 7-Eleven, that is it. Man, I said, I went into your app, and I had my reminders. I went through everything, make sure everything's up to date. And then it said, add your SNAP card. I think that has been compromised because I've never added my card. I usually just call to check the balance. But it said, you know, add your card. You ain't got to go through all that. And I think that's where the scammers are. So I'm making this video to reach my people in PA, my food stamp parents. Listen, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. When it comes down to your food stamp card, call and check it, okay? Because my mama said my aunt don't click on stuff, and this is one of the reasons why she don't click on stuff. I done got scammed, and they took every dollar I had, and now welfare can't even help me. They're not going to reimburse me, none of that. They said there's been so many cases, and after December 20th, 2024, they cannot reimburse. So I just filed a report and got a new card, and I'm about to take this goddamn app off my phone. For now on, they can mail me out my paperwork, whatever. I'm just done. Like, I am just done. It's like, I feel like I'm so mad, I wanna cry, and I wish I had the money, baby, because I'll be driving down there to Fayetteville, okay? But I have a feeling it's probably not even them, it's somebody in the system just using their store, if they're one of those stores that take EBT without you having to swipe it. So yeah, sucks to be me. But I'm putting this video out there. I'm putting my business out there to let y'all know so that y'all could be more aware and so y'all won't get y'all's taken too. We got to be careful, man. This is crazy. And then people wonder why people out here crashing out and going doing what they doing. It's stuff like this where you get scammed and there's nothing nobody could do to help you. So this video is long enough already. But yeah, if please like, comment, share, all of that. I need this video to reach everybody in Pennsylvania because this is where I'm at and this is where it happened. And they can't do nothing to help you. So yeah, I want to help other people so they don't get scammed too.